Since the Taliban took control of Afghanistan last year, the future of the country's women has been in peril. Many girls are barred from receiving an education, and women are prevented from holding a number of kinds of jobs. Back in 2019, special correspondent Jane Ferguson met with a female doctor in Kabul, and she recently returned to find that same doctor now faced with a previously unimaginable choice.
Long before the Taliban seized power in Afghanistan, Dr. Najmusama Shifajo's expertise stood out. One of the country's top gynecologists, she offered a crucial service to thousands of women, advised the government, and from the clinic she built in the capital Kabul, pioneered the import of advanced medical technology for expecting mothers.
We reached to the diagnosis soon, and there is no need to go outside the country.
So it saves lives.
Yeah, of course. This is the nose, this is the mouth.
To Dr. Shifajo, interaction with her patients is important.
Here the mother sees the baby, her own ultrasound.
How do they react?
Yeah, they are very happy. Right now they know this is the head, this is the heart, this is the stomach, because I teach them.
That was Dr. Shifajo in late 2019, speaking with us in her clinic. Her calling card, a passionate, collaborative physician. She began her career delivering babies in secret on mud floors when the Taliban was last in power in the mid-1990s. When we first spoke with her in 2019, that all seemed like a fading memory.
When you were working underneath Taliban rule, did you ever imagine that one day you'd have a clinic like this, equipment like this?
I had a hope.
A hope that faded overnight when the government of Afghanistan collapsed last year. On August 15, 2021, President Ashraf Ghani and his aides fled the country and the Taliban overtook the capital city. Thousands of panicked Afghans, many who worked with U.S. and allied forces, rushed to the airport as a chaotic American-led evacuation took place. Among them, many professional Afghan women. Not Dr. Shifajo. She was here at her clinic.
All the patients who came to me on that days, they were really, really needed people, needed women. They needed the healthcare services. And some people with very severe depression, even when they lied on the bed, they started to cry. It was really terrible.
Fearful the country's medical care would collapse under Taliban rule, women begged her to induce labor right there.
So most of the women, even their pregnancy period was not completed, they pushed me to do the cesarean and take the baby out from the womb. Otherwise, if the situation deteriorates, there will be no doctors. So who will do this operation or delivery for us?
They were asking you to push the delivery forward.
Yeah, yeah. By force, in the delivery.
Because they were afraid of?
Not having the doctor, not having the services in the hospitals, that's why.
When we first met Dr. Shifajo, the Trump administration was in talks with the Taliban about leaving the country. At the time, women like her were worried about what might happen if the insurgent group returned to power.
We want our right as a woman, as a doctor, as a mother, and as an Afghan, as a Muslim.
You have daughters. What do you hope for their future? How do you picture it?
For my elder daughter, I want her to be a pilot. She's also interested to travel a lot, but for the others, they are interested to be a doctor.
Like their mom.
We came back to Kabul several months into Taliban rule to find Dr. Shifajo changed, her spirit diminished. The futures she dreamed of for her daughters, gone. After their takeover, the Taliban banned all girls from attending public school. A few months later, they relented, allowing those under age 12 to go for an education. Dr. Shifajo decided to send none of her girls, encouraging solidarity among the sisters.
You're an educated woman working in an elite field with a 14-year-old daughter who's not allowed to go to school. How does that feel?
My two kids are small. They are allowed to go to school. They are under the sixth class.
Under sixth grade?
Yes, under sixth grade. But my eldest daughter is at eighth grade, so she is not allowed to go to school. That's why I do not allow the two youngest one as well. She will feel that I am at home and do not study, and these two, my sisters, are going to the school. That's why she will be disappointed.
She pushes them to study independently at home, but knows an even more painful choice lies ahead.
Although I love my country, I love women, I love my patients, and I love my job a lot, like my kids, like my heart, like my body. But still, I have to go outside the country because of my kids.
Dr. Shafajo never feared the Taliban and chose to stay in Kabul to provide services to her patients. But she fights two battles now, a mother's love for her children and a dedication to her patients.
I love both of them a lot, but in comparison, my career and me are one person, but my kids are three, and they should have bright future. And because of them, I can live everything.
It's impossible to overstate what she leaves behind as an Afghan, as a doctor, and as a self-made professional.
It took 48 years to reach my goal, and I will not have this much life to start from the zero until I reach my goal. So it will take so much time. One of my friend went to Canada, and she was very good, very famous, and very professional doctor in Afghanistan. Over there, she is nothing, but she went because of her kids.
That is all too common for many here fleeing for Western countries, once top specialists in their field, now trying to get qualified for assistance work.
Right now also, I am depressed, and I take medication for depression. My condition will deteriorate a lot. And I know I will lose everything, because I invest all of my money in my hospital. I do not have anything in my hand, but I am thinking about my kids.
Dr. Shafajo doesn't know yet when or where she will go. Getting visas to move abroad is tough for Afghans, but she is resolute about getting her daughters out of here and into a classroom, anywhere. The choice she is making, the sacrifice, is one countless Afghan men and women will continue to make as they flee for the sake of their children, surrendering their whole life's work in hopes their sons and daughters will never have to make the choices they did. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jane Ferguson, in Kabul, Afghanistan.